This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You can't go on forever. I do want to do other things, even though I'm at a rather advanced age. I have the energy and the passion to continue.
Go ahead. Pick out anything in the room here. I'll lift it up over my head.
But I don't see myself being in this job to the point where I can't do anything else after that.
You are serious?
I'm serious. That's fine. I'm out. I quit.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
These buses that the governors of Texas and Arizona are sending here full of migrants.
We have for sure called on the federal government to work across state lines to prevent people from really being tricked.
I can't believe you fell for the oldest trick in the book.
And it's because of what you did then. So I'm here to ask you to do what you know how to do. Because when you do what you do on all of these issues, the American people win.
Now go to that voodoo that you do so well.
From swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
Harvey Korman, irreplaceable talent. Lily, Lily, Lily. What a quotable movie that was. Blazing Saddles. Great job on the intro, Matt. Just before we get to the chump line, Democrats in the news. Representative Cori Bush, you remember her. She slept out on the Capitol steps in a sleeping bag in order to defund the police. Turns out her campaign has spent nearly $400,000 on private security services. So she wants to defund the police and pay private security details that carry guns. The Missouri Democrats' campaign dropped $89,265.67 into private security detail throughout the second quarter, according to FEC records. The newest security payments were $50,000 more than her campaign's second largest expenditure for fundraising services between April 1st and June 30th.
Peace. I have private security because my body is worth being on this planet right now.
Is mine not? I don't have a right to taxpayer-funded security. Not really security. It's response to emergency, but Peace Security, whose Facebook page is littered with anti-gun control posts, was the biggest recipient of Bush's security cash. Look, can you blame them? I mean, a check's a check. I don't care who it's from. It's a check is a check. Hauling nearly $60,000 from her campaign, remaining money went to Courtney Meritz and Nathaniel Davis, whose reported address in the filings is the same as Bush's campaign headquarters. Cori has now directed $393,417.67 into private security for the 2022 election cycle, as she refuses to tame down calls to defund law enforcement. 844-500-4242, that's also the number if you want to hit up the chump line.
Joe Biden's only accomplishment in going to Saudi Arabia and meeting the Crown Prince was coming back home in one piece.
Going to a dark place already with a chump line. I'm about it. I would say that's probably his biggest accomplishment. The fist bumping didn't go over so well as it turned out. Even though they tried, that was the whole thing in avoiding shaking hands. They didn't want bad publicity with a handshake. A fist bump compared to a handshake seems a lot more friendly in retrospect, the Biden campaign is saying now. probably behind closed doors. If I fist bump somebody, we're tight. We're cool. If I'm handshaking, that's an introduction. If I'm slapping on the back, fist bumping, high-fiving, that's all the same category.
Joe Biden here. You misunderstood me when I said the borders were secure. They are secure. None of the hundreds of thousands of immigrants pouring over them have been harmed in any way coming here.
That's not what you said a few months ago when you said they were getting whipped with reins. The Border Patrol was whipping these people.
The fact is that I don't remember.
Yeah. That's not also what you can say in defense of the 53 illegal aliens who were found dead in the back of an 18-wheeler, a tractor trailer, last month either. Oh, the Chump Line, of course, is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They've helped Howie and his staff. They can help save you money. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge. This is a good audit. They'll make sure you're saving the max, and if not, they'll show you where you can save. No obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
I am more like FDR on steroids than Jimmy Carter on hemorrhoids.
Build Back Better is not even on the same level as the New Deal. It's a lot worse. In fact, none of it has panned out.
Does Howie know the Cape is now surrounded with great white privilege sharks?
Some would argue that's why he's there. Some would argue he's with predators of his own kind. Some would argue, not me, but some, mostly of the Boston Globe reading variety. Yeah, shark sightings. My family was at the beach the other day. That it was closed down. It was a shark sighting. We're looking for restitution in some way, hopefully financially. Parking, covering the parking cost would be nice. They didn't get to go in the water at all.
Lovey, I can't believe we're stuck with Fall River Frank again. Speaking of which, why did Frank Sinatra carry a roll of dimes? Because after that awful film Dirty Dingus McGee, a roll of dimes was the only roll he could get.
John Kerry must love hearing me tell Frank stories. He carried the roll of dimes because Frank Jr., good close personal friend of mine. I met him once. We took a picture together. He was kidnapped in 63, just about a month after JFK was assassinated. And there's actually a great podcast narrated by John Stamos on this called Kidnapping Sinatra, I believe. Snatching Sinatra. They kidnapped Sinatra Jr., and the instructions were given to Frank to call from payphones, and he never knew when the instructions were going to come in, so he always carried a roll of dimes. In fact, he was buried a roll of dimes. Now, Don Rickles used to say, do you know why the kidnappers gave up Frank Jr. so easily? Because they heard him humming in the trunk.
Trump's presidency has gone asunder. Everything he's done has been a giant blunder. But is it really, or is it ideally, a scheme by the left to pillage and plunder?
Just beating us all into submission, I think. I don't know that they're that clever. I mean, they are. Hell, who knows what they're up to?
Tricks! We don't need no stinking tricks! We get bust to where the money is!
What did he say?
I think he said tricks.
Oh, tricks.
We don't need no stinking tricks.
Oh, I thought he was talking about the breakfast cereal. Yeah.
Silly rabbit.
Sorry, Mayor Bowser.
I'm back. Did you miss me? We're going to have data and cases and boosters and lockdowns and masks. Oh, my.
Dr. Fauci. How can we miss you if you won't go away? Even when you tell us you're going away, you haven't gone away. Says he's retiring at the end of Biden's term. Did he mean the end of this term or the end of, God forbid, his second term? Was that clarified? I haven't even read the Fauci story.
Dr. Jill went to Nantucket for a fundraiser with an empty bucket. They filled it with cash, but her hopes will be dashed because in 2024, the voters are going to say...
Good production value. He either did that while before he got out of his car, or he went back into his car in order to censor himself. And, I mean, kudos to him. Limerick guy. Big missed opportunity there with the good old-fashioned Nantucket Jill Biden limerick. Come on, man.
It's not the heat. It's the stupidity.
I don't know what that's in reference to, but it can be applied to really any of the stories we've been talking about and talk about every day here on the Howie Carr Show, but you're absolutely right.
Help! Tucker Taylor said he was taking me to the best tapioca place in all of Fall River, but instead he left me at this rest home! Wait a minute, is that me, TV? And you do have tapioca? Never mind, gotta go!
I can neither confirm nor deny the details, as this is an ongoing investigation. I don't want to jeopardize the investigation or the sources and methods of Howie's disappearance today.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That does it for the chump line today, the voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can leave a message anytime between the hours of noon and 4 p.m. by calling 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave a message. We may or may not play that message at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd like to hear other messages that did not make the final chump line for whatever reason, maybe they were too blue or they just we just didn't have time for them. We didn't have room. You can listen to Chopped Chumps. That's posted on the Howie Carr Show, the Howie Carr Radio Network podcast channel, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast, just about 7 o'clock each night. The Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance? To see if you're getting the most coverage for your money, contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They've helped Howie and some of the staff here. They can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation, RizzoInsurance.com.
Joe Biden's only accomplishment and going to Saudi Arabia and meeting the crown prince was coming back home in one piece.
919, I thought maybe Howie took time off to go back to Florida to put a bit on the father of talk radio's house, Rush's house. Anytime you drive by, you're with Howie in the car, and you drive by the EIB studios, he points it out and talks about how he used to visit right across, go to school right across the street. Oh, he's got all kinds of Glory Day material riding around Palm Beach. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
The Howie Carr Show invites you to tune into one of the only two debates between Republican candidates for governor of Massachusetts, Jeff Deal and Chris Doty. Listen to the debate on Wednesday, July 20th at 6 p.m. at HowieCarrShow.com or on any of Howie's affiliates. This special debate will be lively and informative and moderated by the captain himself, Howie Carr. This debate is sponsored by Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance, using advocacy to hold lawmakers accountable. To learn more, go to massfiscal.org.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Is there a Judge Thompson on the U.S. Supreme Court, Jared?
I guess one was named to the court today. Boy, this pack in the court expansion thing, I got to tell you.
That happened quickly.
They're moving fast on that.
Yeah,
one.
I didn't get the memo on that. Do we have KJP? This is Corinne Jean-Pierre. She took over for the redheaded liar, Jen Psaki, the circle backer, and replaced her with somebody who checks all the boxes, minority female of LGBTQCIA plus status. And she's imagined somebody worse than Jen Psaki, and this is what you get. This is Corinne Jean-Pierre trying to make reference to Justice Clarence Thomas.
It should raise concerns. As we know from the Dobbs decision, one of the things that we saw from Judge Thompson is that they're looking to go further, whether it's privacy, contraception, or marriage equality.
I miss Judge Thompson's ruling on the matter. I'm glad he thinks along the same lines as Judge Thomas. But apparently we've got a super majority.
I'm going to check Ruth said to see if Judge Thompson's address has been put out there.
Oh, boy. Today's poll question is brought to you by Payne's Patio in Pocasset. For the best selection of outdoor furniture and accessories, go to paynespatio.com. Jared, what is today's poll question? What are the results thus far?
Is it fair for companies to reimburse travel costs of employees who get out-of-state abortions?
No, and this is the question that's at the center of a story involving Dick's Sporting Goods. We'll get into that after the break, but no, I don't believe that's fair.
90% now say no, 10% say yes.
Back up to 90%. Good to hear.
Judge Thompson, we need your opinion on that.
Has Judge Thompson made his decision quite clear yet? We'll wait. It's time to announce, by the way, today's $50 for gas money winner every weekday here on the Howie Carr Show and on the Grace Curley Show. We name somebody who is the recipient of a $50 check from the Howie Carr Radio Network to be used for gas or just to tamp down the impacts of inflation upon their budget. And we've been doing this for a couple of months now, and we're going to keep it going for the foreseeable future, I believe. All you have to do to enter to win is when you go to HowieCarshow.com, there's going to be a drop-down box. Just put in your email address to sign up for our newsletters. We send out Howie's homework. We send out information from advertisers, sales, all kinds of stuff that's really, really beneficial. If you don't want to read everyone, that's perfectly fine with us. But, you know, a lot of this stuff is sent to you by the sponsors of our show, and you love our sponsors as much as we do. So we'd appreciate it if you did sign up. And by the way, it gets you a chance to win $50 from the Howie Carr Show. No obligations, no fees, nothing. Just some emails, that's all. So today's winner is Marie from South Dennis. Congratulations, Marie. You've won $50 for gas from Howie. All you have to do is look for an email from store@HowieCarshow.com with instructions on how to claim your $50 prize in cash money. Congratulations to Marie from South Dennis. Again, if you want to get $50 from Howie, go to HowieCarshow.com and sign up for a chance to win. It's no obligations. Just put in your email address and you will be automatically entered to win, and all you have to do is enter your email address once. You don't have to do it every day, just the one time. When we come back, we'll talk about this this civil suit that's being filed by America First Legal against Dick's Sporting Goods and the CEO, Lauren Hobart, who put out a message a couple of weeks ago saying that Dick's Sporting Goods is going to provide up to $4,000 in travel expense reimbursement to employees who travel out of state to obtain a legal abortion. And they're America First Legal saying that's not fair to those who are carrying their children to full term and delivering. We'll talk about that coming up. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. Howie is back tomorrow, and I'm sure he's spending much of the day preparing for much of the day today, I should say, preparing for our special debate between Chris Doty and Jeff Deal Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, right here on the Howie Carr Radio Network. We're very pleased that both candidates have agreed to a very civil, respectful debate here on our airwaves, and we can't wait to present it to you. We've taken a lot of questions into consideration, and we'll be presenting that debate again 6 o'clock Wednesday night. Howie is going to be moderating. Both candidates will be here in studio, and the debate is sponsored by Mass Fiscal Alliance. So it should be a very informative hour, and we greatly look forward to it. Make sure you don't miss it if you're on the fence, or even if you're not. If you're strongly convicted one way or the other, this could change your mind. You never know. So that's what democracy is all about. 844-500-4242. I want to deal with our poll question a little bit. Is it fair that if a company reimburses somebody who's seeking an abortion out of state for travel expenditures? Dick's Sporting Goods, a couple of weeks ago when the Dobbs decision came out from the U.S. Supreme Court, thanks to the likes of Justice Thompson.
Judge Thompson.
Is that his first name? Is his first name Judge?
Yes.
Okay. You never know. Some people have the first name.
Friends with Judge Nelson. Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold, too. Yeah, I was searching for the last name there. Yeah. So Lauren Hobart, she's the CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods. When the decision was put out, she put into place this policy, and I'll read to you verbatim here. In response to today's ruling, we are announcing that if a state one of our teammates lives in restricts access to abortion, Dick's Sporting Goods will provide up to $4,000 in travel expense reimbursement to travel to the nearest location where that care is legally available. This benefit will be provided to any teammate, spouse, or dependent enrolled in our medical plan, along with one support person. We recognize people feel passionately about this topic and that there are teammates and athletes who will not agree with this decision. However, we also recognize that decisions involving health and families are deeply personal and made with thoughtful consideration. We're making this decision so our teammates can access the same health care options regardless of where they live and choose what is best for them. Bottom line, they're offering up to four grand, which $4,000 can get you anywhere on this earth. There and back again, I'm pretty sure. Just about anywhere. Staying there, that's another story, but getting there, that's a $4,000 round trip is a lot of cash and should get you to the furthest point of the earth from where you are now. That's beside the point. They're offering employees money to go get abortions out of state. Now, again, it's a strange policy. I wonder if people who are able to get abortions in-state legally, if they're also going to kind of put up a fuss about this, well, what about me? Where's my reimbursement? Can I get any sort of reimbursement? I mean, this is a traumatic decision for me, or maybe it's not, but still, it's being afforded to somebody who is still getting the same procedure that I'm getting. Where's my reimbursement? Are they going to be eligible? That is kind of the question that America First Legal is asking. They put out last week, July 13th, a letter to not only Lauren Hobart, but also to the Equal Employment Opportunity Center, alerting them that they're filing a civil suit against Dick's Sporting Goods. Reads, on or about June 24th, 2022, you announced a special employee benefit of up to $4,000 solely for an employee or dependent along with one support person to travel for the purpose of aborting an unborn child. However, Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, as amended by the Pregnancy Discrimination Act of 1978, prohibits discrimination with respect to compensation, terms, conditions, or privileges of employment because of pregnancy and childbirth. Therefore, your decision to offer the travel benefit, which is properly classified both as increased compensation and/or as a privilege of employment as a matter of law, to a pregnant woman who chooses to abort her child while denying any equivalent compensation to a pregnant woman who chooses life, facially violates applicable federal civil rights laws. And I would have to agree with that. I mean, if you're looking at the terminology that's used here, it is discrimination based on whether a person does or does not have a child, giving them certain compensation to abort their child or to pay for travel expenditures in the process of aborting that child. I don't know exactly what the process is for even verifying that. Who's not going to take advantage of that? And does this spur people to fake abortions? Are we going to see an uptick in fake abortions? Do you have to prove that you had an abortion? And it goes on pretty interesting here. As America First Legal cites, in 2020, Dick's Sporting Goods published inclusion and diversity goals for recruitment, hiring, training, and contracting. Specific goals included achieve 50% BIPOC, BIPOC, and or women for entry-level hires for technology by 2025, increase BIPOC representation in leadership roles by 30% by 2025, increase overall representation of women in store leadership to 40% by 2025. Additionally, the company represented that it had implemented an enterprise-level strategy to meet gender and ethnic diversity recruitment targets, engaged in contracting practices, prioritizing diverse suppliers, which we define as businesses that are owned and operated by underrepresented groups. Within the next year, we intend to announce a diverse supplier percentage spend goal. In addition, our go-forward strategy will seek to include supplier diversity requirements for other organizations that we do business with to ensure our values are amplified broadly. Suffice it to say, they are focusing on hires, promotions, and vendors that they're basing it on ethnic and gender representation, not on strictly merit. So America First Legal goes on to say, however, all of these measures are patently illegal. Civil Rights Act of 1866, federal law has prohibited all forms of racial discrimination in private contracting. As the late Justice Ginsburg noted, I mean, very close personal friend of Judge Thompson, Section 1981 is a sweeping law designed to break down all discrimination between black men and white men regarding basic civil rights. If, as represented, the company's contracting decisions are driven or influenced by the race, color, or national origin of potential business partners, then management is violating the law, creating significant legal and reputational risk, and wasting the company's assets, reputation, and goodwill. If race, color, sex, or national origin are not influencing or driving the company's contracting decisions, then management's public representations to the contrary are cynical misrepresentations. There can be no other alternative. So they're not going just after the pregnancy or abortion travel expenditure compensation. They're actually going after some legitimate civil rights issues here. And we worked to get somebody on from America First Legal. We couldn't make the schedules match up today, perhaps maybe later on in the week. It should be interesting to note. But I don't think it's fair. I mean, you have people who are if they're working for Dick's Sporting Goods, chances are you're working part-time. And I'm not saying this about Dick's, but it's been my experience in the corporate retail world where I actually did work in sporting goods for some time during college, that they will go to any length to keep you from being considered full-time. From being considered a full-time employee. They'll keep your hours per week down to a certain amount so that they don't have to give you benefits. They don't have to, you won't be eligible for health insurance coverage. You won't be paying into any sort of 401k or anything like that. You're not eligible for anything like that. So to keep costs down corporation-wide, it's pretty common practice, again, from my experience as a sporting goods retailer, sales representative during my formative college years, that they will go to any length to keep you from working the required period for full-time benefits. So I would, based on my limited knowledge, imagine that most of the employees at Dick's Sporting Goods are not eligible for full benefits and therefore not eligible for health insurance and have to seek it on their own, or they're on their parents, because many of the employees there are of young age, 26 or under, and they are covered by their parents. So either they're covered one way or they're not covered whatsoever. Either way, it's not fair for the company to say that for this medical procedure that is deemed illegal in your state, we're going to give you $4,000 in travel expenses. Now, this doesn't even have to do with entirely abortion if you don't want it to. What if I were in a state where I could not get a prescription for medical marijuana because it was not legalized in my state? What if I wanted to seek a prescription outside of the state? I wanted to travel to Colorado from wherever I am. And I sought to get the same travel expenditure reimbursement from Dick's Sporting Goods for my medical prescription. Would they deny it to me? It's curious. I mean, that's not even dealing with the abortion issue. Just from a purely medical standpoint, what's the argument there? 844-500-4242. Adam, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Taylor, how are you?
Great.
Good. Well, this hits me on a few fronts. I'm a proud father of four kids that are all athletes, and we're not rich, but we spend quite a bit of money on sports gear, and we'll be avoiding Dick's at all costs because of their decision. In my opinion, this is virtue signaling at best, because it's a completely unfair for all the reasons that you discussed. And for the ones that do qualify to take advantage of it, I think it's another money grab, like you said, because if you have an employee that is starting a family and wants to get an abortion, you pay out the money to send them out of state to have it done. You're not paying paid maternity leave, and you're keeping a family off of your insurance ranks, like you discussed. So in my opinion, it's a business move. They're banking on people wanting to take advantage of this and supporting the business because of the virtue signaling.
Sure. And that's a horrible way, Adam. They're not only saying they don't value your future child, they don't value you. You're just, and again, in my experience as a sales rep for a major sporting goods retailer at one point, you are just a liability in their eyes. You're just an expense. You produce a minimum amount of a bottom line for them to get an even more minimum amount of return. That's costing them money. So I mean, you bring up a great point. They don't value, it just shows that they don't value you. They don't value your future child. They'd rather you not produce offspring and cost them potentially more money through insurance, which you'd be paying into if you were a full-time employee, which I doubt there are many under the Dick's Sporting Goods umbrella. I would imagine some per store, but majority per store are probably just part-timers. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls. We do have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
Just a heads up, next hour we will be doing the Let's Go Brandon segment. If you've got anything you'd like to thank Joe Biden for, you've been to the store lately, you've... gassed up over the weekend, your whatever industry you're in, you can't get whatever supplies you need because of a shortage that we didn't know about it. We'd love to hear about it. 844-500-4242. You can start getting on the line for that. By the way, on the topic that we've been discussing, House Democrats today sent out a letter to many of the nation's employers, including Target, Amazon, Nike, Microsoft, Disney, and I'm sure Dick's Sporting Goods, that announced that they would reimburse those costs of abortion travel in response to the Supreme Court's recent ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. Those House Democrats sent an open letter thanking those corporations to cover employees' travel expenses to obtain abortion services. So that's how grateful they are. Aaron, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Thanks for hanging on. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, Taylor.
Hi.
I have 2 points I'd like to make.
Yep.
Is this going to be this reimbursement? Is this going to be a taxable income?
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that.
I don't know either. Has anyone brought up that all of this could have been avoided if Justice Ginsburg had retired during the Obama administration?
That's another good question.
I put the blame squarely
on Judge Thompson. Yeah, because they had Judge Thompson in there too, according to KJP. This it wouldn't have mattered if Justice Ginsburg had retired or not. So I mean, but yeah, this probably a lot of stuff would have been avoided. They would have gotten another Supreme Court pick during the Obama administration. Trump wouldn't have had you'd have one more left-leaning justice and one less right-leaning justice, at least. Mr. Garcia, go ahead. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. How are you, Mr. Garcia?
I know. How are you going?
Great.
Listen, I wanted to say Joe Biden. I'm very happy to say it. I'm very happy. I want to ask you a question. If we win the Congress and the Senate, we can fire Dr. Fauci if we had the right Republican Party? Or have to be the president and have to fire him?
I think it's the president that has to fire him. That's not up to Congress.
Congress?
Yeah. But, I mean, he's retiring anyway at the end of Biden's term, so if Biden expires prematurely, then I guess so does Dr. Fauci's career. Thanks very much for the call, Mr. Garcia. Next hour, let's go, Brandon. We've got some Joe Biden cuts as well from last week that we didn't get until today. Many people didn't get. He thanks the troops for their selfishness. This is the Howie Carr Show. Get on the line, 844-500-4242.